Another desperate human cargo arriving on the shores of southern Italy. This Italian naval vessel picked up more than 300 migrants from several boats off the Libyan coast and brought them ashore over the weekend in Sicily. On board were Somalis, Nigerians and Eritreans. Many were barely able to walk after days at sea. Some appeared severely malnourished. Several were taken to the hospital or given immediate treatment. Gemma Parkin of the aid group Save the Children was dockside.
People have told them they were held for 5 days by the smugglers in Libya in a house under armed guards. Now, people weren't given any food whatsoever. They were given some water, but subsequently, because of the terrible conditions that people are being kept in, three children have died.
As the debate grows over how to deal with this wave of migration into Europe, one thing is clear. The boats aren't going to stop coming anytime soon. The migrants arrived just a day before UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's visit to Italy to discuss the crisis. He and the European Union's Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini joined Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi on board a Navy patrol ship off Sicily.
Italy on its own cannot do this. For this reason, we needed the support of the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, to see with his own eyes the extraordinary force that Italy is pursuing to welcome these migrants alone.
We need to have multiple answers to all the different aspects of the phenomenon, taking lives, fighting traffickers, and addressing the root causes. We need global partnership.
But other countries may be unwilling to share Italy's burden, says analyst Riccardo Fabiani of the Eurasia Group.
The European partners are also quite, I would say, reluctant to get involved in this situation, and Italy feels that it's been left alone, basically, by its partners facing a crisis that has no short-term or easy fix.
25,000 migrants have landed in Italy since the beginning of the year. Europe must deal with the twin crises of stopping the deaths at sea and coping with the huge numbers arriving almost every day. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Augusta, Italy.